Hey everyone, this is Achyut Bhava from Nightlight Astrology. Happy Friday, everybody. Today we are going to take a look at the upcoming opposition between Venus in Cancer and Pluto in Capricorn. Now, this transit is not technically perfecting until August 9th, but because we're now moving to within that 3-degree engagement range, and it should be definitely building over the weekend, this is something that I feel is worth talking about before next week. Just to give everyone a little prep time for it. So that is what we are going to do today. I have top three themes to watch for and three spiritual insights that I think go nicely along with them. So we'll get into that in just a second. First, don't forget to like and subscribe. And when you share your comments in the comment section, I say this every day, but when you like, subscribe, and share your comments, that helps the channel to grow. It helps other people find it. And in my hope is that that means that more people are getting into astrology and really thinking about it from a spiritual point of view. There's a lot of great astrology content out there. And my hope is that this channel is a place that contributes in terms of the why. Why do we do this? What does it add to our life? And so I hope that more people will find it. So thanks for doing that. You can always find transcripts of my daily talks on the website, nightlightastrology.com, where you can also check out more about my readings and courses. We have new courses coming out next week. So I will be promoting those next week as well. There's a masterclass series that I'll be doing, as well as a planet and plant moon circle that my wife and I will be leading under new and full moons throughout 2023. There's going to be a pre-registration sale for that. Hopefully it may be very accessible. We've got need-based tuition, and the pre-sale should help out a little bit too for people who want to take advantage of it. So check out the course for that next week. There'll be more information about that next week as well. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into it. I'm going to put the real-time clock up. Venus opposite Pluto on August 9th. Let's go ahead and take a look. Here is the real-time clock. And you can see that, here, let's push this forward just a little bit. Sorry, here we go. I was messing around with this a little bit. Now, here we are. So we're on Friday, August 5th. And you can see that Venus is 4 degrees away or so from the opposition. Now, if I take this forward over the weekend, watch what happens. See, now it's within 3 degrees. By Sunday, it's within 1 degree. And Monday, you're getting it dumped over your head. So that's why I feel like we should take a look at it today to make sure that everyone's sort of prepped for it. So this opposition between Venus and Pluto is, it's a dynamic transit. It's pretty fast, but it's powerful. So that's why we want to make sure we prep for it. Now, there are, I would say, three basic themes that when I sat down and I came up with, sometimes, you know me, I'll come up with 10 or a dozen or something. Today, I was like, I really feel like I want to boil it down to three of the most essential themes that I think you're likely to see over this weekend into the early part of next week. Number one, emotional catharsis in love, family, and friendships. Now, I want to tell you something about this word. The word catharsis, it's really interesting. So, catharsis, 1770, a bodily purging, especially of the bowels, from Latinized form of Greek catharsis, purging or cleansing, from another stem that means to purify or purge, or katharos, pure, clear of dirt, clean, spotless, open, free, clear of shame or guilt, purified. Originally medical in English, of emotions, a purging through vicarious experience. It's really interesting. But it has this idea, the idea of catharsis is the idea of a kind of purging slash cleansing or cleaning. So where could you see purging, cleansing, or cleaning? You could see it in romantic relationships. As Venus hits Pluto, it's as though there comes a force from the underworld of dark, unresolved, sort of Saturnian, Plutonian material, Pluto in Saturn's sign. It's earthy and it's heavy and it's rich, but it's not easy stuff to process when it comes, boiling over like that. So emotional catharsis in love, in romantic relationships. This is Venus's territory, so you can see that kind of catharsis boiling over. But the good news is that the catharsis means cleansing or cleaning. So could you see a clearing, a cleansing, a purifying of something around love, sex, relationships? Yes. Could you see, you know, sometimes one of the things that happens is in order for things to get cleared, gunk has to come out. So you could also see something like infection. You could see something like something, you know, like a cleansing of the bowels. I mean, come on, the shit's got to come out, right? So in the cleansing, there is often a release of something, you know, that's dark or heavy, or that's like waste or rot or stagnation, something that's been stuck or pent up that has to come out, but it does, and it's very healing. Now that could sometimes with Venus Pluto, it's like makeup sex. It doesn't have to be painful. It's just, there's some kind of tension and it has to be resolved in order for Venus and Cancer, sort of a peaceful, secure, comforting feeling to return or be restored. You could also see this in family relationships, family karma, family dynamics, family drama, and the kind of healing of wounds or the purgation of wounds that can be just as present in family, because when you're looking at Venus and Cancer, you're essentially saying Venus and moon things, which can mean the harmony of a family or home or village or community. You could see this in any kind of tightly knit community or group. You could also see this having something to do with friendships. Venus, generally, it has to do with accord or harmony between people, which can translate into friendship. Friendship usually in the sense of like enjoying one another's company. So could you see there being sort of toxic things coming up that you're having to deal with or work through in your friendships? Yes, same exact type of work or territory. To me, this is the number one most basic thing that you will see. Now, this could also happen around the topic of women, like sisters. You could also say like women or sisters, and the cleansing, clearing, purging, catharsis effect with regard to sisters or siblings. Usually it's sisters or women, but lovers could also fit in there. So that's number one. This is the thing that I expect to see the most, hands down, lowest hanging fruit on the tree. Two would be the airing of dirty laundry. So when we're talking about the airing of dirty laundry, what we're really talking about is, okay, one thing Venus Pluto can do is just, like, for example, it can bring up family drama. And, you know, families have a way of gossiping, and everyone, there's sort of fluid boundaries, and there's sisters and brothers and, you know, parental, child-parent dynamics, and the boundaries can get really fluid, and there can be like an inappropriate tendency to air dirty laundry or to share gossip where you shouldn't, or to say too much or to lose track. Like I'm airing my dirty laundry at work or something, you know, and it's like, people are like, whoa, that's an overshare. So I would be careful about boundaries when it comes to dark or heavy material and where they're being shared or how it's being shared. Or it could also be the airing of dirty laundry as in the revelation of things that have been hidden or contained, or things that, you know, have been, like dirty secrets or embarrassments or things that we're ashamed of. So watch for the airing of dirty laundry. I would say a very real thing that can come up, gossip and revelation of things that have been hidden in love, family, friendships, anything that's Venus in Cancer territory. Now, of course, given some of the big debates in the United States right now about abortion and women's rights, I could see this going right into number three, which would be the mother, the maiden, and the underworld. Now, one of the interesting things about Venus and Cancer is that sometimes it's the line between, if you think archetypally of the mother versus the maiden, which could be archetypal, it doesn't have to be about literal sex categories. We're talking about the fluidity of gender and the way that people experience these things, even if you're a man. The mother, the maiden, the young woman, you know, as an archetype, more like unwed, single, has not had children yet. These are, you know, like a stage of feminine life. And then you have the mother, which is more about, you know, the stage of probably marriage, though not necessarily, having children, being identified as the mother, the nurturer, the caregiver. You're sort of the hearth fire that keeps the home warm, or the family feeling nourished. You know, traditional image would be like the nurturer, the person who provides food. It certainly doesn't have to be that stereotypical, but you get the idea, which is just Venus in Cancer brings up the split between the youthful woman who is mother in potential, and then the mother. And also, this is, it's not to say that like the natural progression is that everyone should go from young woman to mother. It's just, these are just archetypes that you may feel the tension or notice the tension of when Venus, who tends to have to do with the independence of the feminine, independent woman, youthful woman, playgirl woman, you know, it has that kind of feeling to it, right? Versus the more socially defined, responsible, somewhat more limited role that the mother has. There's also a lot of freedoms that the mom has that the maiden doesn't. So it's a whole, you know, there's been lots written about the mother, the maiden, and the crone, which is the third one. But in this case, we're not really getting into the crone. The mother and the maiden and the underworld. So this is why that national debate around abortion and women's rights could be coming up somehow again. Stories in the news relative to women and anything pertaining to the underworld. It was Venus Pluto last fall, if you guys remember, that had all those developments in the story of that young girl and her boyfriend, who it was like big news, you know. And I'm not trying to make fun of it, but it was big news. And I think, you know, he killed her or something, and then killed himself in a swamp. I'm forgetting their names. You guys probably know who watched the news. And this was like a big thing, very Venus Pluto, in the sense that there is that theme of the almost like Hades and Persephone. There's a feeling of like the feminine and the underworld. And that can be the feeling of violation or initiation. Not saying that story was anything to do with initiation, just saying the for example, oftentimes in many cultures around the world, the transition from young woman to mother is talked about as a kind of initiation, you know, movement into parenthood. So Hades with Venus is often like an initiatory act. Like, for example, when you're in college and you go and get drunk for the first time, like, I don't know, that's a very common thing that people do, right? You go, and it's a kind of initiation, in the sense that you've transgressed a boundary, you've lost something of your like innocence and purity, I guess. And then you also feel like you've learned something about boundaries, because maybe you puked because you drank too much. So there's something about Venus Pluto that can be kind of Dionysian. It can be like about Venusian ecstasy and what's too much or what's too little. And it can be about the boundaries and transgression of boundaries around sex, love, relationships. Can also be about heavy, dark topics around like women, mothers, children, things like that. You can also see, frankly, dark things happening in Venus and Cancer type of places. It's this kind of transit that you end up hearing about. Remember back in the 90s, whenever it seemed like every couple of years, there'd be like this woman who slept with her smoldering 17-year-old student in high school. You know, there always be like a teacher who is, well, Venus, like Venus and Pluto in this dynamic can be about transgression of boundaries. Like, what's the good woman versus what's the edgy dark woman or something like that. And of course, those are just, you know, again, like, I'm not trying to moralize. I don't know I'm not trying to make a judgment about the difference, but you will see that the tension between like, what is good woman versus what is bad woman. And you'll see those things coming up. Mother, maiden, and underworld, to me, one of the biggest themes, generally speaking. So these are your top three. I would articulate more about these, but I think I've gotten the point across. So I want to go into three spiritual insights that I think can accompany these. They're not directly related to the points, but I think that they're very closely related to Venus and Cancer opposite Pluto. So here they are. Number one is about cutting cords of concern. So this is a very simple thing that you'll often learn in like business courses, or motivational speakers will say it. My guru has used this in some of his talks before. What is your sphere of concern versus what is your sphere of influence? For example, if you go to a 12-step program, you will often hear people say something like, that if you have an alcoholic in your family, you might hear someone at an AA program or Al-Anon or something say something like, stay in your own lane. You might be concerned for them, but you have to look very realistically at what you can and can't do to actually help that person. Venus and Pluto can, when they come together, a Cancer Capricorn, can be about what I care about and yet what I can actually do. What's the practical thing to do here, regardless of how deeply I may feel about something? Or recognizing that how deeply I care about someone does not dictate purely what I need to do or how I need to act. There are many times in our lives where we have to let people go or let people figure out things on their own, or we have to deal with things on our own, and you can't allow someone else's concern for you even to interfere in dealing with something you have to deal with. So I would be thinking the cutting of cords of concern, like Venus, Pluto across the Cancer Capricorn axis. What do I care about, but what can I actually do? What should I do? And that does not, you know, I have to be very careful that there's some distance between what should I or ought to do and, you know, how much I care about something, so that the emotions don't always help us to be totally rational. And then they can, and if we're not careful, we can get more deeply entangled in something that's not necessarily good for us. Number two, what is the motivation for what we are giving? Venus in Cancer loves to give. It's love or it's attention or it's affection or it's care, but often specifically because it's hoping to get something back. That would be one thing to be aware of. The other thing generally would be that just because something looks good or it sounds good or it appears like the virtuous action doesn't mean that the motivation is pure. Like there's a lot of things on paper that we do and we're like, oh, well, that looks good on paper, so I should do it. And that's kind of that can be our mentality. So it's a really good time to check in and say, why am I actually doing what I'm doing, especially when it comes to love, care, tenderness, affection, or what is being given or offered to me, and what is the motivation? I don't mean to say go be skeptical of people who are being kind or be skeptical of your own inclination to kindness. But what I do mean is, like, Venus in Cancer with Pluto can have a real like devil's bargain feeling behind it. So just be aware, what is the motivation for what someone is wanting to give me or what I am wanting to give someone else? And are there strings attached emotionally? Because it could be a kind of a manipulative placement at times. Number three, admit what you love. Venus and Pluto will dare us to admit that we find something beautiful or attractive or lovely or desirable that's taboo. Oh, you shouldn't like that. You shouldn't love that. You shouldn't feel this. You shouldn't think this. Let's just try this on for size. So much freedom starts with just loving what we love. You guys remember that poem by Mary Oliver called Wild Geese? And she says, your soft animal body love what it loves. You don't have to crawl in the desert on your hands and knees seeking repentance. Just like let your body sort of love what it loves in this gentle, truthful way. I'm not saying that you should, it turns out that I love masochism. You know what I mean? Like, there might be some dark stuff that we love, though, is the point. And there might be some things that it's very liberating to even just internally just admit, I like that. I love that. I enjoy that. And, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says repression accomplishes nothing. So be aware of what you love. And I don't think, sometimes we think, well, I love this. In order to be really free, I need to create an Instagram account, or I need to go on Instagram and create an Instagram post, tell everyone, I love this and I don't care what you think. It's like, if you don't care what they think, this is like third grade logic and we all know it. If you don't care what people think, then just be about it. Just be about what you love. Don't have to go and make a big statement. I mean, maybe sometimes you do, but a lot of the time we probably don't. A lot of the time, admitting what you love is just about releasing your fear or concern about inner voices of judgment that you feel within yourself, that you worry about outside of you, and just releasing them and admitting and allowing with grace and ease. It softens us. And then in time, if and when it's necessary to admit what we love, with the megaphone, then it'll be okay, right? Anyway. These are just my two cents. I hope that you have gotten something good out of this, that you are prepared for Venus opposite Pluto. If you have stories, don't forget, use the hashtag grabbed or grabbedatnightlightastrology.com. I'd love to hear your stories about this transit over the weekend. You can always find transcripts of my daily talks on my website, nightlightastrology.com. And before you leave, if you haven't yet, please do like and subscribe. It really helps the channel grow. All right, that's what I've got. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Take it easy, everyone. Bye.